بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تدعوا على أنفسكم، ولا تدعوا على أولادكم، ولا تدعوا على أموالكم، إلى آخر الحديث. Still in this chapter of various aspects of dua, Hazrat Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Do not make bad dua, do not curse yourselves, do not curse your children, do not curse your wealth. وَلَا تُوَافِقُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ سَاعَةً. And be careful of that time, do not in that particular time in which يُسْأَلُ فِيهَا أَطَاعًا فَيَسْتَجِيبَ لَكُمْ. That in that time in which whatever you ask, Allah grants it. Be careful of that time. Don't make any bad dua in that time. There are certain moments in which whatever you ask is granted. And many times a person, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has elaborated on this. Many people at that time curse their own children, whatever, especially a mother. And then your whole life you suffer the consequences of that curses. Many people curse themselves also. Something goes wrong and they say, may I die, may I go to hell, whatever. And do never curse yourself. No matter how desperate you become, no matter how displeased you become with yourself, but do not curse yourself. Do not curse your children. There are unfortunately many people outwardly who appear so pious, etc., etc., but they give hells to their family members. And they curse their own children also. And that consequences they also will have to bear. And to see the children suffer like that. And this happens. And we see many cases where there is no apparent reason why the child is gone so astray. It was the curses of the parents. وَلَا تَدْعُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. And do not curse your wealth also. Sometimes when a person is in that wrong frame of mind, he just goes on cursing anything. A person even curses and swears the tools that he's using. What can that tool do? Just because his work is not coming right, he swears that the tool. Today with the computer, when he just freezes, a person feels like shooting it also. A person feels like when something is just not coming right, and then he wants to curse that thing. What is that going to help him? What beautiful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come out of the stupidity and idiocy of yours, come to reality. If things are not going right for you, have sabr. What a great teaching we are given. Restrain yourself, control yourself. And this ups and downs, we have experienced it so much in our life. Sometimes things don't come right, but then we saw things are again back to normal. So understand that when things are a bit hard, difficult, whether it's the children, whether it's our business, whether it's anything, don't start just like a real stupid and you start cursing all the things. And people like mechanics, for example, carpenters, when the things don't come right, what curses and how they swear the tools, and the mother of the tool they swear. This is the height of stupidity. So what teachings Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has blessed us with. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. The most closest a person is, a banda, a slave of Allah Ta'ala, is to Allah, is when he is in sajda. This is not as far as place is concerned, but as far as rank is concerned and position. A person is spiritually very close to Allah when he's in sajda. فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى. So make your du'as abundantly when you are in the state of sajda. So when a person, those moments that a person finds, those places a person finds when du'as are readily accepted, he must use them very, very appropriately. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يستجاب لأحدكم ما لم يعجل. That a person's dua is accepted as long as he doesn't become over hurried. So يقول, what does it mean that he has become hurried in his dua? قد دعوت ربي فلم يستجب لي. He says that I made dua to Allah and Allah didn't accept my dua. He has been too much in a hurry. And when a person says that, that's the time the dua is not accepted. When he does the negative things about dua, that I made so much dua, my dua did not get accepted. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمْ لَا يَزَالُ يُسْتَجَابُ لِلْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يَدْعُ بِإِثْمٍ. And in the narration of Muslim Sharif, it has come that a person's du'as are continuously being accepted by Allah Ta'ala until he does not commit a sin. The sinning of a person blocks the du'a. Like, for example, a sin that a person commits, or qati'ati rahimin, or that he breaks family ties, that also then the dua is not accepted. Ma'alam yasta'ajil, or that he is too much in a hurry. And by what is meant by too much in a hurry? He says, I made so much dua, my dua is not accepted. Until that time, his dua is accepted. And as far as ithm, sin, is concerned, for example, we must see the clothes that we wear. Are they halal or haram? What type of clothes? Are we imitating the enemies and the devils, or are we trying to please Allah Ta'ala? The food that we eat particularly. Today, our income, we must check what kind is our income. And then the actual things that we eat, as far as all the meat industry is concerned, poultry, mutton, beef, what and what things are not being done to those animals, whether they are halal, we just, for us, a non-Muslim opens a takeaway and he decides with his friends, and his friends tell him, just put halal and you'll see how your business will flourish. There is no halal whatsoever, but just as a catch for a Muslims, they put halal also. And Muslims do not think one bit further than their nose that is this halal. It's a non-Muslim outlet. And just because halal is put, and we go like mad and we buy from there. So all these things, those things are the things that block our du'as. Otherwise, du'as, if they are done correctly, they are 100% accepted. Allah has promised to accept the du'as. قيل يا رسول الله ما اسم الاستعجال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, what is it meant? We understand that you commit sins, you break family ties, and then your du'as are not accepted. But what is it that you are too much in a hurry by which du'a is not accepted? يقول نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person says, قد دعوت وقد دعوت فلم أرى يستجيب لي. I made du'a and I made du'a. In other words, I got so tired. How much dua did I must make? Many people with regard to sabr also, they say, now how much more sabr must we make? For sabr, we must remember, sabr is till the qabr. Till the time we go to the qabr, we must make sabr. Dua also keep on making. But this person says, my dua was not accepted. فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ وَيَدَعُ الدُّعَى. And he becomes helpless at that. And he becomes tired. Now I'm tired of making dua. I see my dua is not accepted, and he stops making dua. That is the time that the dua is now not accepted. Until a person doesn't reach that stage, his dua is accepted. The acceptance of dua, of course, is in different forms. Perhaps Allah will give you that very thing what you asked for. Sometimes Allah will remove some difficulty from you. Sometimes Allah will raise your ranks. Sometimes Allah will forgive your sins. Sometimes Allah will remove some difficulty that was coming in your life. And many du'as are accepted, and the reward a person will get in the akhirah. At that time he will wish that the outward acceptance of my du'a should have never happened to any of my du'as in dunya. I should have got all the reward in akhirah, when he'll see how great the rewards are. But any case, with the necessary basic conditions, du'as are definitely accepted. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Umama رضي الله تعالى عنه says, it was asked of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, أي الدعاء أسمع, which dua is more heard by Allah Ta'ala, which is more closer to acceptance. قال جوف الليل الآخر, in the middle of the night, the last part, that is the tahajjud part, the last 2 hours of the night. If sunset is at 6 o'clock and tahajjud time finishes at 6 o'clock, then the last 2 hours from 4 to 6, those are the, that is a particular time when du'as are readily accepted. وَدُبُرُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ. And after faraz namazes, then also du'as are readily accepted. So, and also with regard to the that du'as, how long it takes. For example, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made du'a to Allah for a child. The du'a was accepted then, but the manifestation was after 40 years. Then he got his child. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِ فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Then Allah blessed him with a dua, with a child after 40 years. And that also Allah says with regard to the Anbiya alayhi salat, what a class of people. وَكَانُوا خَاشِعِينَ. That they used to humble themselves in their du'as. We are looking at one another and making du'a, winking eyes, smiling, even waving one another in the du'a. What kind of a du'a is that? The du'a that is of khashi'een, from the heart. كَانْ يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they used to call upon us with great desire for us, and in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That inside condition must be there, then du'as are accepted. Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam made bad du'a for Fir'aun. What a tyrant ruler. The du'a was accepted then, but the manifestation was only after 40 years. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a great Nabi, who is the father of ikhlas and sincerity. He made du'a for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to come into this world and do the mission of Nabuwat. That du'a was accepted then, but the manifestation was only after about 2,000 years. Whereas we are such that when we wipe our hands on our faces, we say, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. That we must get already now what we asked for. It must come right now immediately that I asked, I rubbed my hands on my faces, and I must be given to it, be given. When such great Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala, gives a call, we knows when it is better for a person to be, what he must be given. Whether in this dunya or even whether it must be in the akhirat. Our duty is to humble ourselves and not become rebellious by Allah and beg of Allah and become His humble servant. وآخر دعوانا.